Zog the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, five lines on the bottom. Moz Guloy Koy Shlishi. Now we're up to the Koy Shlishi. They brought in the Koy Shlishi. Now Koy Shlishi is after Shulchan Aruch. You had the Suda. So Mavarch Al Mezoinoi. You make Birch Samozen. Birch Samozen Al Koyz. Ravi, Koyz Ravi, afterwards. You finish Birch Samozen, you pour the fourth cup. Goyme, all of us are hallow. After all, you started off hallow. What you said, which part of Halal before the Suda? Was it the first capital? Was it the first two capitals? Adem Abonim, Ad Chalom Shlamayim Moim. But now you finish Halal. So Goyme of Halal is Kois Revi. Ve'oime Olo Birchas Ashir. And the Mosque is going to discuss what is Birchas Ashir. Birchas Ashir is either Yahalalucha or Birchas Ashir is Nishmas. Zok the Gemara Ben Akoises Halalu Im Roitzelishtois Yishte. Ben Kois Halolu means, the way Rashbam explains, between the first two and the second two, that means the two sets of Koises, which is in the middle of the Suda, between the first two and the second two, meaning between the second and the third, Zok Rashbam Ben Kois Halolu, Ben Shnaim Rishonim L'Shnaim Achonim, that means after the second and before the third is in the middle of the Suda. So during the Suda, you can drink as much as you want. Bezmana Shud, what's all reason you can't drink? We'll see soon many reasons in the Rishonim. But assuming the reason is you might be mishtaker, the Rashbam is going to say you might get drunk. So during the Suda, you're allowed to drink because you're not going to get drunk because you're being satiated with a meal. When your stomach is not an empty stomach, there's less chance of you being mishtaker. However, Zok the Mishnah, Ben Shlishi L'Ravi, however, after Birchas HaMozen, when you drank the Koyz, Ben Shlishi L'Ravi, Lo Yishte, you shouldn't drink. So now, what's the reason according to this? Because over here you're saying halal. We don't need to get drunk. It's not during a meal where you won't get drunk. We don't need to get drunk during halal. So that's why Ben Shlishi L'Ravi, you shouldn't. Zok Rashbam, Matzosi B'Gemara Yishalmi, Lo Mali Yishte, Kedesh Lo Yishtake. You shouldn't get drunk. The Sula Matzil Mema Halal. Upor Chosom. And Yishalmi asked, Valoy Kva Meshuku Ushashosu Kva Habe B'Sudosai. What do you mean? If you're allowed to drink between the second and the third, meaning between the first, the set of the first and the second two during the meal, you already drank. You hit the bottle 10 cups, so you're already drunk. So why not worry about halal? Umishani yain shebetoich hamozen ein mishaker. During the meal is not mishaker, usually. Shela'ach hamozen mishaker. Mashenka between the third and the fourth is mishaker. Zog de Rashbam, vuadinami diayin shelefnei hamozen ein mishaker. The Rashbam over here is saying now, Chiddush, that not just between the second and the third is not a problem, because during the meal, even and after the meal, it is mishaker, but before a meal, it's also not mishaker. There's a difference between before a meal and after a meal. After a meal, it's mishaker, because it's satiated, whatever it does together, the chemical formulation. Before the meal and during the meal, it's not mishaker, it's Dr. Yishalmi. We're talking about on a regular level, we're not talking about the overboard. And because of that, if you want to drink between the first and the second, yishte. Yiladu. It's not called, it's not a problem of mishaker, if that's all reason. It says clearly over here, the Tana in the Mishnah is clearly only Memayit, Ben Shlish L'Ravi Lo Yishteh. It's Mashmah Ben Rishon L'Sheni, you're allowed to drink. Now, so let's go over now to different Shitas. Because we go Ad L'Halocha L'Maisa. The Rashbam over here clearly learns, based on the Rishalmi, that Lifnei HaMozen is Amishaker. So you're allowed to drink. However, the Mordechai writes, even more than that, he says, not just Yiladu, it is a mile in drinking between the first and the second. Why? Because yain is migra gorer. So melo, you're going to have a appetite in matzah. You want it to be lati oven. That's why it's all before the matzah. So it's good. However, the Ramban in Milchamah says that the whole heter to drink den rishon l'sheni is only ad mezigas hakoyis. That means until you pour the second cup. When do you pour the second cup? Before manishtana, after olach ma'anyo. Once you start sipritzis mitzrayim dahagoda, it's not a time to be drinking. After olach ma'anyo, meaning that in the middle of the Haggadah, then you're not allowed to. Now, our Shittas, the Balamorva there, says that even during the Haggadah, Ben Rishon L'Sheni, you're allowed to drink. But Ramban says, no, after Mezigah, not. We'll see soon the Halacha, but these are the different Shittas first. The Goyin in Bir Agro, and also the Kolboy, and it's brought down the Sharatzin in Tofayin Gimel, he says that it's also between the first and the second. And why did Tana not mention? It only said third and fourth. Because not shkiach to drink before the Suda. After the Suda, so now you drink. But also between the first and second. Why is it also? Because yain lifnei hamozen is also mishaker. Meaning, and that's why it's a problem. Because of the problem of you don't want to be mishaker when you say halal, when you do agoda. Now, and Dafka over here, they were matir ben akois halalu, meaning ben sheni l'shlishi. The only time they think they were matir ben akois halalu, between this second and the third, during the Suda. The only thing that's a mashaker, it's like the cowboy and the goin, brotan shayatzin, that is what? Because during the meal, it's a mashaker. Now, the Rashbam, on Daf Kuf Ches, he brings another reason, besides the shachas. He says, nira k'moisif ala koisis. It looks like you're adding on to the cups. Because we know there's din of dalat koisis, dalat shon segula. So when you drink between the third and the fourth, and it's a problem of noisif ala koisis. Likewise, really, Dr. Rashbam, between the first and the second, it's also nira k'moisif ala koisis. But over there, there's a special reason. They pushed it aside because of the mitzvah of the oven of yain is migra gorer, and you want to have matzah the oven, so they allowed you to drink between the first and the second. That is what Rashbam learns on Kuf Ches. Tosfos over here, we'll see in a second. Tosfos over here says a different reason. He says the reason why he can't drink after the third is because we want the time of matzah to remain within you. After the third is ready now that you are you ate the matzah already. And the time of matzah, you want it to be b'shoshim misaper b'tzias mitzrayim. The mitzvah of mitzrayim is the whole night atchetech tefashena. So you want the time of matzah to remain. So mele yinala b'moisa on the koisah besides the dalat koisahs. Now the nafkamina between all these different shittas that we brought mishaker, or is it because moisa on the koisahs, or because of the time matzahs? So if you're allowed to drink after the dalat koisahs, that's going to be the discussion today also. Meaning, if it's because of shachus of halal. So after the Dalat Koisis, you've already finished Halal, there's no problem of Shachas. But the Goin says that no, and the Rosh also, that it's also because since the midst of Sipur in Tzvayim Kol HaLayla, you might lose out on that. You're right, Halal is over, but Sipur is still Negeya, Atshich Tfenesh Eno. If the reason is because of Tam Matzah, so then, and that's what we fear Zechtaka, you're not allowed to drink after Dalat Koisis. Water, Tosfos says, is different. Tosfos says clearly that water is going to be different. That's not going to be involved in the Tam Matzah. But Yain should be also even after the fourth. And if it's Knil Kamois Valakois Zokta Mordechai, it's also afterwards. It should be also. So these are all the different sheets in Rishonim. Halacha Lemaisa. In Tof Ayin Tes, state clearly, they are not allowed to drink Ben Shlishi L'Revi. Why? Shema Yeshaker, and you might not say Halal properly. Or, like the Goin over there says in Biagro, the Chisorin and Sipritis Mitzrayim. The Mishabur over there says, or because of Mois Valakoises. Now, after the fourth Kois, it's also, like the reason Toys brings, the Tama Matzah has to remain in you. And that's why it's a gay even after you finished everything also. Now, what about Ben Koin Rishon L'Sheni? This is very negaya. People sometimes want to have a cup of coffee. So between Rishon L'Sheni as follows. Between Rishon L'Sheni, Be'etzim you shouldn't drink, only the Tzarek Golu. Why? Because we're choshesh for the Shita, that Yain is Meshaker even if they're Amozen. Now that's only when you drink wine. Coffee is not a Meshaker. Coffee might be good for Dalat Koises, but it's not a Meshaker. So the Kolbe says we're choshesh for Meshaker even before between the first and the second, even before the mazin. The Mishabur over there in Tofa and Gimel brings this din. Now, if it's going to be mutter, if you're going to allow and not be chosh for the shita, Zok the Mishabur, it has to be dafka before the meziga, before holach ma'anya. Because once you start the meziga, so then it's ready. It's a problem of during Sipritis Mitzrayim. Now, if you drink coffee, so it comes out, since it's Cham Medina, you're also yoitza dalat kos with it. So, ein chanami, it's not meshaker. But mitzad the problem of moisav ala koisus, you'd have by Cham Medina also. It's a kois that you can make that you yotze mitzvah with. So it would be the problem that since it's kosher dal kois, should be a problem. Now, it's not negeya that it's a mila like Ramban says because it's migra gorer, but that's only by a dal kois of yayin, not by dal kois of Cham Medina. So you don't have the mila of migra gorer here that it gives you an appetite for matzah. That's only by yayin. So the mishmur comes out lemaisa. That if you're drinking something that you have das on it, and you're not going to have to make a brocha, if it's wine, if it's wine, it has a mile of teoven or matzah. But if you have das on it, that means befonov, or you have das behedya, yain poit to come in mashka after the first course, that I want to have a cup of coffee, so then your das is on it, it's like, or it's befonov, then you don't need another brocha. If you don't need another brocha, it's not near a kamois of ala koises. When? That's only if it is dafkin sis oifen, they do it before the meziga. Right. So the heter to drink coffee is that even though it's a Cham Medina, but it's not near kamoisa because you don't need a bracha. Right. If you don't need a bracha, then it's not near kamoisa for the crisis if you do it before the meziga. That's the time that you're able to maybe drink a coffee if it's necessary. That's how it comes out. If a person needs it, then maybe that's lechatchila because he needs it in order to say that Agada.
Interesting.
This halacha l'maisa. People do it sometimes after Kiddush. They didn't eat the whole day. They were busy. They have a cup of coffee. Not something lechatzkid. It's not a minute you have to do. But this hakomer is the heter in azah oifen b'shtir of all the shitas.
So you finish the coffee.
But it has to be befanov. That's a big difference. Oh. It has to be befanov. Or it has to be in mind. Otherwise, it needs a brocha. And if it's a brocha, it's neither kamayis v'alakoyses. Because there's different reasons. Meshach is not a geya. Tamatz is not a geya yet. It's before. But nil kamoyse we still have by because it's kosher for dalat kosher.
You have to finish the coffee before you start halachamanya. You have to finish the coffee.
Yeah, because you shouldn't be drinking during Sipritism time. That's Ramban. What? During a mitzvah you don't drink. During a Megillah you don't drink a coffee. So during Sipritism time you don't drink. So it's all before the mezika. Toises Ravi oima olav halagodol. You're not chamishi. And towards the bottom he says. 6 lines from the bottom. Va'afilu fi mefarshim metshish l'gavi lo yishtesh lo yivatal tam matzah. V'komok v'mayim lo yimayri ela b'yayin. Dum yibeng yishtesh l'shini yishtesh. D'mayri b'yayin b'yayin. Ki hecha de nigra libek. Amin l'el. U'mi yagoyv ame dova lishtos. V'gam rav alo zita mayim v'lo osa rag yayin. The whole din of vatal tam matzah is not a gape amayim. That we allow after the seder, water, or maybe even seltzer. Zog di gomorra. From the mere fact that it says over here that the shlishi have a kois is a raya, birch samozin needs a kois because the shlishi is birch samozin. Now, it's not a raya, Dr. Rosh, that you need a kois even when you are biyochid because seder is biyochid. Don't have to be with three. So he says, no, be'ikididin, the seder, the halal is really with three. So they can answer, hoidu l'ashem, it's really with three. So mele, it's not a raya. And even Tais says in Daf Kufay, even if you're going to say that it's b'yochid, that doesn't mean usually b'chamozin b'yochid needs a kois. It's by the says it's b'yochid, but usually it's about a b'tzri. Zok tigamog om rav chonel rov shmam no b'chamozin to the kois. Omalei, that's all right. B'chlal, ar b'kos itik rabon on derechers v'etzem there were misak and dalat koises. Kol chad v'chad navet be mitzvah. So we establish it on a mitzvah. B'shas sipur b'shas b'chamozin b'shas halal. We establish it by a mitzvah. It's my kid is, but it's not the pshat that birch samozin to the koyz. Not a rye from here. Zok mo ravi goyim galav es a halal va'oyim lo birch sashir. The fourth one you goyim a halal and you say birch sashir. Zok di gomor daf kuf yitchesam and aleph. My birch sashir. Rabbi Yehuda oimer yahalalucha Hashem elakenu. You say halalucha. Rabbi Yechon oma nishmas kol chai. That's a machloikus. So we have a machloikus over here. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yehuda says yahalucha Hashem. And the Rashbam says, "Baruch atah Hashem Melech Melo Batish Bachos," and that's the Birchas Hashir. That's the Birchas Hashvach, the Shir. And Rabbi Yochanan says, "Nishmas Kol Chai." Now the Rashbam over here says, and Tosfos also says, "Nishmas means Af Nishmas." Zok Rashbam, not only Nishmas, Yalucha plus Nishmas. The Hainu Birchas Hashir the Masisin, the Ilu Yalucha. If it's only Yalucha, that can't be the Shir. On a Omin B'chol Yoim, Shomim B'yis Halal. That's every time you say Halal, you finish Yalucha. What's a Chiddush? So when we're Moisef something, it means a Nishmas. U'mayshid lal Pesach denokat im lo'ilo ha'yisef. It must be a Moisef Nishmas. Oid broch acheres. V'anem doma haloch Rabbi Yochanan b'tavayu. Then we talk go like Rabbi Yochanan, and we say Nishmas and Yalalucha. Now Tosav here says, what's the Birch Hashir? Rabbi Yehuda says Yalalucha. The Chiddush is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say it every day. Even though some places don't have a minute to say Yalucha afterwards, Lel Pesach they say it. Dinogu, then Pshita, what's Nitoisef in Rabbi Yehuda? Inami, another Teretzak Toises, Dafil b'mokam shenogu, even the place they were nogu, Hava Amina, Dafka b'yomin, that's in the daytime you say Yalucha. Ava b'laylo, ain't tzoch levorech. Maybe at night you don't say Yalucha. Komash v'lon, Pesach you say it at night. The next Toises says, Rabbi Yechon, Oman Nishmas Kol Chai. Dr. Tosis like the Rashbam near the Ochi Perushoi Af Nishmas Acha Yalucha. Dilo Teim Ochi. If you're going to say that it's only Nishmas, so Anon Kaman Avdinon We Lamaisa Do Yalucha and Nishmas. V'Kore Nishmas Kol Chai Birchas Hashir. Why is it called Shir? Why is Nishmas called Shir? L'Fisha B'Shabos Is Omi Moisa Acha Pesukah Dezimcha. And since Pesukah Dezim is a Shir, so Nishmas is called Birchas Hashir. That's Tosis says the Gabe Nishmas. Rabbi Nochaim Koyen, lo yechoisim yalucha. He would not be choisim yalucha with the Baruch Hashem, Baruch Atah. Kiim ben Nishmas Levadi, he would finish Nishmas alone. He didn't say yalucha. Bishum delisha de Birchas Hashir mashmacha de Baruch. So first of all, he says that Nochaim Koyen only said Nishmas and not Af Nishmas. Because Birchas Hashir is mashma only one and not yalucha with Nishmas. And the truth is in Maaseh Rav, the Goyen Taka said, you only say Nishmas without yalucha. Now, There are different minhagim, legabed yahalalucha, and the nishmas, different nuschois, nusach ashkenaz, nusach svad, exactly what you say, different days. Are you choysim yishtabach? Are you not choysim yishtabach? Are you choysim yahalalucha? Are you without a chsima? When do you say alucha? The Mishabur and Simin Tov Pei go through all the different anhagas that we have. Now we also say halagol. Halagol is hoidul Hashem. The whole capital kuf lamedvav hoidul Hashem. Kiloim chazay, kiloim chazay. The 26 kiloim chazdays. Now there are those that are goers over here. Kois chamishi. We don't go with that. We don't drink chamishi veveisi. If you do, then the gears would be halagol by the chamishi. But we're goers. We're going with halagol. Divrei Rav Tarfon. V'yesh oimrim. What you say is Hashem roi loy echzor, which is Mizmor LaDavid, Hashem roi loy echzor. Why roi loy echzor? Because that, after all, is relevant to after Birchas Hamazon. Zok Rashbam al Shem Hamazon Shoch LaTzoch Loimar. You say Hashem roi loy echzor because it's after the Mazon. Meheichon halagol, where's halagol start from? Now we know halagol starts from the capital Kuf Lamed Vov, Hoid Lashem. But where does it really start from? Zok Gemara Meheichon halagol Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mehoidu from Hoidu. Ad Naharis Bovel. Naharis Bovel is Kuf Lamed Zayin. That means from Hoidu to Naharis Bovel, all the 26 Hoidus. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Mishira Mailos, from Shira Mailos. Shira Mailos is referring to Kuf Lamed Dalet. Hinei Bochus Hashem Kolavdi Hashem Oim Ves Hashem Baleilos. That from before, from Kuf Lamed Dalet. From Shira Mailos, Ad Naharis Bovel. Until Naharis Bovel, until Kuf Lamed Zayin. Ravacha B'Yankov Omer Michiyaker Bochalo Loiko Ad Naharis Bovel. Yaakov Bochalakor is Kuf Lamed Hey, Posek Dalad. Ki Yaakov Bochalakor, Yisrael is Gulosai. Until now is Bovel. Velom Nikosh Moy Halagol, why is it called Halagol? Zokt Moom Rabbi Yechanon, Neshakosh Bochi, Yoshim Mugoy Mishaloilom, the Abish sits Brumishaloilom, Umechalak Mezonit Choberio. So it's called Halagol. Because in there we say, Noisin Chobosar. It says, Noisin Lechem Chobosar. So that's a Dovagol. Brumishaloilom is Mechalak Mezonit for everyone. Om Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Hani Eskim Shisha Hoidu Kineged me, Kineged who are the 26 Hoidus? Zogdemo, Kineged, Chov, Vov, Doire, Shabbat, Kodshboch, by Lomoi, the 26 Doires before the Torah, Vilonos Lamatera, Vizon Oysom Bechazdoi, and the Abishter was Zan, and he's Mephanas them, and he satiated them, and Mephanas people, Bechazdoi, meaning with his ultimate chesed. Zogdemo, Om Rav Chiz, the Maidich Siv, what does it mean, Hoid Lashem Kitoiv? Hoidul Hashem. What's the Hoidul Hashem? Shegoy v'chavos shel adam b'tovosoy. If a person needs a kapora, so they take away b'tovosoy, they take away his wealth versus his body, bodily harm versus illness. You'd rather lose your money, God forbid, than chas v'shalom having health issues. So that's Hoidul Hashem ki toiv, that b'chavosoy shel adam b'tovosoy, which the toiv that he gives, the Ebeshe gives him, that's where they take him away from. That they take from him. Osher, he's afflicted where? B'shoigoy, he's sure. Ves oni, b'seyoy. Oni can't afford it, he has a say. Yosom, b'beitzosoy. Almona, b'tana, golto. Each one with their belonging, their properties versus their body. Om Rabbi Yochanan, kosh mezonis shel odom, kiflaim, ki yoldo. It's, the mezonis of odom are double as harsh as tzar leida. Because after all, odom, harishon, did not listen to the Eibishter about Eitz Hadas. She did not listen to Adam. So it's like a double. It's much worse. Zog Mo Dilu Biyolda Ksiv, Be'etzev Til Dibonim, Uvem Zoyne Ksiv, Be'it Sovoyn. Be'it Sovoyn connotes as Mashma, Tre Mashma Zog Dreshbam, it's double. Dreshbam says, Mafsido Momen, Be'oshe B'shoigoy, Umechapar Agufoy. It's a kapor on his goof. Zog Mo Om Rabbi Yechon, Koshe Mezoyne Shal Adam, Yoyse Mena Geula. It's even greater than the Geula, Mezoyne Shal Adam. Why? Dilu Be'gula Ksiv, Hamalach Hagoyal Oysi Mikol Ra. The Eibishter is a malach. I'm sorry. The malach is goyel oisim mikol ro. Malach ba'alma. It's a malach. V'ilu b'mezonisiv ha'lekim ha'roya es oisi. Roya, we said, is a lashon of Hashem ha'mozen. That the Eibishter is mezen us. Ha'lekim ha'roya oisi. So we see the Eibishter itself. So mezonisil odom is koshin even more than the geula. Zog di gemara. Om Reb Shuman Levi b'shosh om ha'kosh bachol odom. V'koitz v'dar de tatzmiach. When he said koitz v'dar de tatzmiach. And in that pasuk it says, so Adam Arishan thought that he has to mamish eat grass like a cow. So Zolgu Ein of the Mois, Omel of Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani v'chamor Yinecha ba'avois. We're going to eat together with the chamor in one avois. But obviously, echad came and shomalay bezeis apechad teichal lechem. Oh, I get that bread. It's not pshat that I'm eating in the ovos. So melon niskara daita. He was relieved. Omer Reb Shimon Lakish Ashreinu imamadne berishoyna. Meaning Ashreinu that imamadne berishoyna. Meaning that we are still have the bracha somewhat Ashreinu. Praiseworthy if we still would have the original bracha that he thought that he eats grass, because grass is always available. You have no problem of hunger. You always have food. You're not going to be mevakesh because it's not like the snake that was part of the oynish rock upon him that he always has off in front of him. But Ashkenu Amanda Bereshoyno v'adayin loy paltina mino lemaisi. We're still not out of that predicament. Why? The koachlinon isvi the dabro. People eat all types of salads, all types of grass. Isvi the dabro. Zog the grass that grows in the wild. Omer Rav Shizvi Mishmei Rav Loza Ben Azayah. Koshem is zonish shalodim kriyas yamsuf. It's as hard as kriyas yamsuf. Why? Dichsev. It says in the pasuk. Nois enechem l'chol basar. It says nois enechem l'chol basar. Now, it says nois enechem l'chol basar. V'somich lein. Afterwards it says l'goyze yamsuf l'gzorim. So nois enechem l'chol basar is followed by l'goyze yamsuf l'gzorim. So we see it's koshem kriyas yamsuf. Now, what does it mean? What's the nafkamina of Kriyas Yamsuf? Rashbam says, "Kaloymar nes gadol oisla kosh bochet zikvaldik nes." When a person gets mizaynus, lemisha noisam mizayn oisuf. Kasha also liyischol shekoglem yamsuf. V'nafkamina lemiboy rachmi. So number one, he says it's a nafkamina. You have to realize how much you have to dam for mizaynus. It's since it's such a koshi, it's such a shver zach like Kriyas Yamsuf. So you have to dam for it. And furthermore, ishtayt on this Rambam in this Rashbam. That it's bichlal not a biteva, just like kriyas yamsuf is against the norm, so to mezonis is against the norm. We have to realize what it is, Dr. Michtam Elio, what mezonis is. So you have to damn for it. You have to realize it's mamish keneged teva like kriyas yamsuf. Zokti gemara shenemar maher tsoya li posach. I'm sorry, I skipped. Omer Rav Elazar ben Azayah kosh nikovav shel adam nikovav. Person has to relieve himself when he's not able, he's otzur zokter Hashbam. He's closed up. Kosher nekovav shel adam ki yoyim hamisa. He's constipated. He can't zokter mo. It's like yoyim hamisa. Uka kriyas yamsuf. Like yoyim hamisa and kriyas yamsuf. Why? Shneimer is a posik. A posik in Yeshaya that says miyad tsoya li poseach v'lo yomus. So number one, it says over there v'lo yomus. So it's like misa. Uksi basrein. It says after that. Roiga hayom v'yamu galav Hashem tzvok Shmoy. In those psukim, so we see it's like kriyas yamsuf. So we compare it to misa, miya tzayli paseach like misa, and roiga hayom like kriyas yamsuf v'yamu galav. Zog mo v'omer Rav Sheshes. Zog digo mo v'omer Rav Sheshes. Mishum abaloz ben ezayko, l'mavazes ha-moyadois. Mavazes ha-moyadois, zog tashbam, he does melochan cholamoid. Takes it lightly. So then what? Kilo ovid avid zoga. Why? Shenema, it says in the pasuk, "Elkei masechel isas, elkei hey masechel isas elcho." That's idols. Uksi basrei eschaga matzis tishmor. So we see if you're mevazin the moedis, if you work in cholamoid, you take it lightly. So mele, it's considered like what? Elkei hey masechel isas elcho. Cholamoid, it's not in halalu. Dava ovid. Zok the Rashbam shoyse melocha becholah shamoid. That's a mevazin moed. Right? There's way different ways of touching it. He's touching it doing melocha and cholamoid. Now. There are those mefarshim that explain it's that mevazem moyados because moyados is a lashon of beis vad. It's a time to be close to the Eibishter. You're busy with your own melacha, so you're moving yourself to be with the Eibishter. That's the guess the bizoyin. That's how the Maral explains. Zok de gemara vayta. V'om rav sheish mishum ablod ben zayi kolam esap lashon hora. Whoever speaks lashon hora, v'chol mekabel lashon hora, and he accepts it. V'chol ameid edus b'sheker b'chaver, and he testifies falsely. Roy lashlich leklavim is worthy to be thrown to the dogs. Shenem lakelav tashlichu noisoi. And what does it say after that? Uksib basrei loy sisa shem ashov. You shouldn't be sisa shem ashov. V'korbei loy sasi. Now the Rashbam right away says you don't have to be goyris loy sasi. The loy gasinon the kula mashva mi loy sisa shem shaper or meyit arei noisa befiv shem ashov. You noisa shem ashov when you speak lashon hara. Now the Rashbam says the makabel lashon hara, you're makabel and you believe it. Avrav lekabula lo miboye le, even though you're not allowed to believe it, lemechas lemiboye before the nida. Lemechas, that's something else. But upon him, even if you are you makabel maminoi. Now lemekabula lo miboye le. So the Chofetz Chaim over here says in his Sefer Shmiras Haloshon that you're not allowed to speak lashon hara, even or listen, even if you're not going to mekabel it. Don't appear safe chared, and don't think over here it says dafka mekabla umaminoi. But if you're not maminoi, then it's mutter. No, you're not allowed to say chared. You're not allowed to even listen, even if you're not going to accept it. What does the Gemara compare to roy lashtich leklavim? Zok the Chavetz Chaim. Some explain, the Shamsham for Hirsch explains, because what differentiates from animals are dibur. If we don't, we're not careful about our dibur, so roy lashtich leklavim. The Chavetz Chaim says that we should learn from the klavim. The klavim lo yechas kelab l'shoinoi, and you couldn't keep your mouth. So mele, it's lishlachich l'klavim. In addition, he says a kelav barks, and he bites. That's what Baal Lashon Hara does. You bark, you bite. The Sefer Charedim says the person is going to become a gilgal like a kelav if he speaks Lashon Hara. Zok the Gemara. Now back to halal. V'chimachdik halagodlu. Once is halagodlu. So why on Yontif do we not say halagodlu? Hoy Lashem kitoiv. Anar matam amrinon hay. Why do we say the regular halal, the kapitlach in halal? Why, I mean, I made it, all the kapitlach we said, right? It says so. Why do we not say halagodl? Zok Gemara, mishum sheyesh bo hei dvorim. The regular halal has five unique aspects. What are they? Zok Gemara, hei dvorim alolu. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Gemara is going to enumerate what they are. Kiyas Yamsuf, matan teret, chiyas amesim, v'chev lo shal Mashiach. And the Gemara goes one after another. Yitzias Mitzrayim, dechsev. It says, b'tzeis hom Mitzrayim. Kiyas Yamsuf, dechsev. Hayom rov ayonois. The yom is rov ayonois. Matan teure, dichsev, haorim rok duchelim, haorim rok duchelim. Zok to Rashbam, what happened? Beshaz matan teure, ksev, lo meteratz dun horim gavnoinim, this posuk in Tehillim, hahar chomed elokim, leshifto yavsham yishkon lenetzach. This posuk, my Zayd in Damascus Eliezer explains beautifully, he says, that the Gemara in Saita says, all the mountains came beshaz matan teure. Now, the Ebesha said, you're all bali mumin, the Gemara learns out. Because be'etzim, he says, the reason is not stam de balamumin, because they're haughty. He says, because in alahorim elohayim, velohorim elohayim, Avedizor is not chal on the har itself. Only on the Avedizor on the har, but not the har itself, is mechub lekaka. Once they pick themselves up, they're not mechub lekaka anymore. It's like you removed it. Avon of ma'olam isbeach, if you remove it from the har. So after they came, that gufa made them balamumin, because now they're considered alahorim elohayim. Mashenken har sinai remained in its place. So Mela, it doesn't have a problem of Nevad. So he says, that's a pshat. Loma teratz dun horim gavnoinim. Loma terutz udein. Why did you come here, horim gavnoinim? Mantas that you moved, you became immovable. So now you're gavnoinim. You're called balimumein. Hahar chomed elokim. The mountain that Hashem chose was leshiftoi. Leshiftoi means it remained in its place. It wasn't uprooted. So af Hashem yishkan levetach. And that's why he picked that mountain.
They're because they
picked themselves up. So now there's a problem of Elohim Elohim, Elohim Elohim. It's only not a problem of Avor is not Chalanahar. Avor is not Chalanahar when it's in its place. Once removed, it's like Avon of Mavashim is back from Ahar. So again, we see that it's Matan Torah is mentioned over here. Zok di Gemara, Tchias HaMeisim. Dichsev es halech lifnei Hashem ba'aretz ha'chaim. Aretz ha'chaim means the ones that live, t'chias ha'meisim. Chevel shel Mashiach is mentioned over here, dichsev, lo elonu Hashem, lo elonu. That's referring to chevel Mashiach that we cry out. V'om Rabbi Yechon, lo elonu Hashem, lo elonu. What is the chevel Mashiach? Zu shivud malchies. Iked ami, om Rabbi Yechon, lo elonu Hashem, lo elonu. Zu mechemes goygu magoig. So this is the reason why we're saying, the Gemara Adikasha, why do we say regular halal and not halagodl? The Gemara says because it has these five reasons. It has chevel shel Mashiach, it has yitzias Mitzrayim, it has kriyas yamsuf, it has matan Torah, tchias amesim. So that's why we mentioned this. Like the Rashbam says, the kasha was v'chima achad ika halagodl shem meshubach yoyse. Beetzem halagodl is more meshubach. Kama yishpirish Rabbi Yechon lemalo shum nesib bein noyse lechem chol basar. So it's such a great milah. So anan my time I'm ginon high alel yal kopeg vepeg vakotzor vetzor shloi tova alatzibel lebeshel golin. Why do we say the regular halal? And that the Gemara answers because of these five milahs. Now the Gemara continues. Another reason why we say halal instead of halagol. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar bnei sheyesh by milut nefoshes shel tzadikim migehenim. It mentions that tzadikim are taken out of gehenim shenemar on Hashem malta nafshi. That's referring to the malta nafshi that tzadikim are taken from gehenim. Chizki Omar, another reason bnei sheyesh by yiridosin shel tzadikim lekivshon oesh. It's referring to the yirido of Chanan Mishov Azai. They went into kivshon oesh vali yosim imenu and they got taken out. Yiridosin nichsiv lalonu Hashem lalonu. Omar Chananya, that's what Chananya said. Omash Mishol, that's what he said. Al Chazchav Lamitecha, Omazaya. Loma Yoimu Agoyim, Omru Kulon. That's the Yerida, the Kivshon. Aliyosim Kivshon, where do we see that? Aliyosim Kivshon, Eish Chsiv, Halus Hashem Kol Goyim, Omachananya. Shapru Kol Umim Omishol, Kigovalenu Chazer, Omazaya, Omazaya. The MSM Shem Lo Oilom, Haleluko, Omru Kulon, they said all together. V'yesh oimrim that no, v'emes Hashem lo'olam, Gavriel amore. That Malach Gavriel said, when, b'shoshib l'nimre da roshes Avram vino l'derech kibshan eish, when nimre threw Avram vino in the kibshan eish, Omer Gavriel l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gavriel told the Eibishter, Ribbono shel Olam, Ered v'etzanen, let me cool off the kibshan, v'atzel l'satak m'kibshan eish, I want to save Avram Avinu from the kibshan. Omer l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani yochid b'olami, I'm yochid, v'hu yochid b'olami, and Avram Avinu is also yochid. He was a yochid me'evel anor. The whole world was on the other side of the Evel Anor, it was the Ivri. Noel Yochid, Latzal Yochid. It's Noel for a Yochid to be Matzal Yochid, so I will be Matzalim. Well, if Yishakosh Boch, and Makapeach Schach or Berio, since the Abish is not Makapeach Schach for every Berio, and Malach Avir wanted to save him, so he left in store for him the future to save the descendants of Avram Avinu. Omar, Tiske Vetatza Shloishim Ibnei Bonov, you'll be Zerich to save three of the descendants of Avram Avinu, meaning Hananya, Mishol, Vazaya. And the Gemara continues, what exactly took place by the time when Gavriel saved Hanani Mishol Vazaya, it was Dafke him, and that was the Emes, that he says that Emes Hashem Le'olam, it was not Hanani Mishol Vazaya that said it, but rather the Gemara is saying, Gavriel said it. When did he say this? At the time when he saved them, he said, Emes Hashem Le'olam, Hashem kept his word that I'm going to be the one to be Zoicha to save the tzaddik or the tzaddikim, the descendants of Avraham Avinu. We'll stop over here. Dorash Reb Shimon Ashiloini, Pshashipu Nebuchadnezzar Rosha, towards the bottom of the moment.